Foolish Flame, Azumari, Susan Clifton Dorkola, and Lucia Finishmato, the great grandmother, Kana Bata Oyeza, who is your site is tonight. Silk Kanaka, tremendous time for prayer, a tremendous time. Vila, a lot of the Hasidic masters talk about Silk Kanaka, which brings us to tonight's topic. Tehillim during an Eid Sara, during a time of need, and why this is
the Pashut Pshat, which is given by Harav Isser Zalman Meltzer, the Chassidic Lakodesh Bracha, is that we really do not have the right words to discuss an Eid Sara, tragic time, or when a person is Nifter, which is why there is a minhag to do Tehillim Ayin L'Fayah, a funeral, and therefore David HaMelech, he came up with the correct words, the right formula, technologically speaking, or what's the words I'm looking for to be taken up, with the right words to be said. And the sort of parakim that I want to go through, I think these parakim really bring out, you know, what David HaMelech's mind was, and some of these parakim are what is said at a feasible alabaya or during an Asara. And I think some of these parakim really speak to the times of today. We go to Parak Aleph, praiseworthy is the man that walked not in the path of the wicked and stood not in the path of the sinners and not in the session of scorners. There's an interesting Rav Kook on this phrase, which I heard from the East, that was someone born and raised in Staten Island. No, it was not Ellie Nyman. It was Jonathan Ziering, who says that when it comes to, we don't realize what a feat it is when a person, when a man just doesn't, you know, obviously you're cordial, but you don't really cross paths with evil. One of the soldiers, I forgot his last name, forgive me, Rowie, was Nifter. I don't know his last name offhand. They said about him that he was such a nice young man that he would do whatever it took to be nice to others and to create a positive environment. And Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer writes that when you associate yourself with a positive environment, then you yourself will become a positive person. When you're associating yourself with negative and wicked people, then you yourself, there's a greater likelihood of becoming wicked. Pastor Shalom, Pastor Haliva. Only one of us. It should never be the case for any one of us. Yeah, Misara Hashem Chesa. But his desire is in the Torah of Hashem, and in Torah he meditates day and night. It should be like a tree deeply rooted alongside brooks of water that yields its fruit in due season, and his leaf withers, and everything he does will succeed. We know the famous writer said, Torah Kamayim, and that one who learns Torah, it's like a tree rooted. We say in the Avodah Yitzchayim, Yilamachazikim, Bavis, and Pramei Oshar, it is a tree of life for those who obtain it, and for all those that keep this Torah are blessed. Torasi al Tazovu. Brought down in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, that Torah is the wellspring of right life. And for those who cannot actively serve in battle right now, our greatest weapon is that of Torah and that of Tefillah, that of Tehillim. This paragraph, this parak, and I'm going to finish it in Hebrew, but I'm not really going to explain. I think I gave enough explanations, details on this parak of Asher Ish. Usually the translation is not so the wicked, rather they are like the shaft, that the wind draw them away, therefore the wicked should not be vindicated. When you're in a positive, there are two main points. Point number one, when you learn Torah, it's a wellspring, and it gives a lot of zechuyot to other people. And point number two is that when you associate with nice people, with positive people, it really the people you associate with really determines what kind of person you will be. Because you could be a great person, but if you're with in a negative environment, you're just swimming against the current. And this is one of the many examples of where a parak of Tehillim is giving a mindset in a poetic way of where our mindset should be. And, you know, David HaMelech writes in a way that none of us can today. Walking our shaky in Kamasa, just as the Rua, Hakim, Tried by David, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not lack. The notes that RBC, I'm in Minuchos, in Ahili, unless meadows leave me down. Beside tranquil waters, he leads me. The notes that RBC, I'm in Minuchos, in Ahili. If Cook writes, that on that pasuk, that things are tough, life is not easy, and we have emunah, bitachon, and we just trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says on the almighty green dollar bill, God we trust. Hashem leads us for the right plan, as David HaShir said. He is the contractor. He is the designer. He is the builder. And he is the mass constructor of our life, custom tailoring it to each and every one of us. Gam tiye leich v'geitz ha-mavet. So I walk in the shell, Jeff. So I walk in the valley of the shell of my death. Love you, bro. That's what you meant to do. We'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, Shifecha, Mishantecha, Imayinachamuni. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Powerful words David HaMelech is saying, and really, we are all lost. And there, times of today, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, there's a certain lack of clarity, and you know, this parakat Tehillim really shows us what our kahal should be, that we should trust in God, that we should walk with God, and that Hashem, that we should bring Hashem into our lives. Tarocha fanei shulchan, negatorah, prepare a table before Hashem, You are just a mattress. And the Santa Seven Roshi, Christ, you are you. You can see my head is loyal, my cup of world. I saw the Hasidu is when he told me, I said, you are a Shem, you are a Shemim. Hashem gives goodness and kindness, and it should pursue all of us all days of our lives to dwell in the house of Hashem. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Bring God into our lives. My Rav, my lawyer, says that one of the ways to do that is by saying to Hillel in a tone of need, crying out to the Ribono Shel'Olam, crying out and saying, and crying to God, remaining hostages to be released. And there should be no more terror on this earth. Mashiach should come, Zechor Yom Seyavo.
How many minutes are we in? I don't want to go too long.
Okay.
Okay, let's see where we're. I think we're going to go to performance. Yeshiva Seisa, I want to cover next week. Next week's topic will be delving into Tehillim topic, Tehillim subtopic, delving into the paragraph of Yeshiva Seisa. Which is the book of the Galus, 91. Let's go to Sadek Zion. Hashem will reign, the world will rejoice. Numerous islands will be glad. Anan v'arasas, you go to the Gabesh and the Chogisau, it's about the Telech, Vesha Visarev. Proud and dense darkness will surround him, righteousness and justice are his throne and validation. So this paragraph, this parak, it's given understanding of a sea form where we sum up this parak. In the fact that this is showing what Hashem could do. This is showing Hashem's sickness. And this parak, you'll hear the translation, really, really brings home the point that I'm trying to make. In the time of need, reaching to God, Hashem has the power to do anything. That's what we believe. Change any mountain in a split second. If you wanted to bring Mashiach, he could. Wanted to feel the hostage if he could. We need to daven. We're not always going to get a yes. I do hope to cover at one point the topic of the answer. Sometimes the answer is no, but that's for a different time. It's not for during this time of need right now. I don't think people want to hear that right now. Lightning bolt for light of the world. Patterns of earth will see and tremble. Mountains will melt like wax before us, stand before the Lord of all the earth. So what is this referring to? This is referring to the awe-inspiring times of the Shiach, which are coming, the Karav. Go to the ending. We see this every Friday night. We see this paragraph every Friday night. Rabbi, Kansas, and Rakam, and Lekoch, and Rakam, and Rakam, and Or, as we were also thinking about Yerai Simcha, because we came back to the Lord of the lovers of God despise evil. Light is sown for the righteous. For the upright of heart gladness. Be glad, O righteous, by Hashem. Be grieved for the mention of his name. We should be grateful to be serving Hashem. We should be grateful to be serving Hashem. We should be grateful to be serving Hashem. And in Pirkei Avot it says, "Im l'ashem im atay." It's not now, then when? We serve God. We have a true trust in God. America Hamas itself says there's no stopping us. This war, God's help will cease. I invite you to join Wolfman and Shahamalu, as we always do.
Shamalov, you know, I can crazy Kaduna. No, nice mob of Kali. Yes, I can do a two of the nine. In bonus, it's more yard than I am. Kim Kafi Kalamanti go there. If you're done, I can't do the right healthy. We thought I'd only hear good news, so I'll tell you about Nachamah Ben Amar Amen.